Joined by the Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich, it is Pat Leroux on the line. Good morning, Pat. Welcome.
Tony.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting. Long one or what?
Lengthwise it was, yes. So we were done about a little before 11. So it was a lot of thoughtful discussion.
Yeah. All right. Give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, so the first item on the agenda was a decision item, so just the vote on an application for Tyler Mitchell at Burying Hill Road. That application was discussed at several meetings. It involves a pool house on a scenic road, which is the designation for bucolic roadways in the state of Connecticut, and there was just some thoughtful discussion about the look of the property and, you know, is the scenic road being supported by the design? And so that application was approved 4-1. Next, we discussed the municipal improvement and the site plan application for the bulb out and pedestrian improvements at the corner, on Delaphin Ave, at the intersection with Chestnut and Veterans Way. The commission left this open from last meeting to get some final details corrected and a little bit more information about crash data. DPW was able to get that to us. This is obviously a highly traveled intersection. Quite a few pedestrian incidents here, so these were warranted improvements. The commission made a few minor edits for the future going forward, just making some of the crosswalks a little more rectilinear and not skewed, and some subtle details, but they approved those last night as well. Next item was Otter Boulder. That is a property we've heard before at 204 Otter Rock Drive. It was a subdivision from 2017, I believe, and this is one of the lots that were spun off from that subdivision. The condition of the subdivision had some language in it that required the applicant to consider less impervious surfaces. That would be driveways, roofs, you know, anything that's tarred and has rainwater that would run off it. The applicant was working to address those concerns. They came to an agreement last night, so that was also approved. The next application was 265 Bruce Park Avenue, and that's a new two-family. If you've been by there, the house is probably knocked down right now. And a lot of ledge on the property. And this is only before the commission because they're proposing parking in the front yard, some parking spaces to meet the parking demand of the two units. And the commission talked about some of the concerns because we don't really like to see parallel parking on or parking courts sort of on these smaller lots. It just adds to a lot of clutter and impervious surface and whatnot. So the commission has asked the applicant to look in ways to either screen it or minimize it. There's some interesting options here because it's a non-conforming building that was there, and so there's some flexibility in siting the house. So they left that item open for hopefully the next meeting for the commission to, the applicant to address commission comments. The next item was 420 Field Point Road, which everyone knows as the Henkelman Inn property, which has been closed and is being renovated on the interior right now. This is a larger project to create a stable building, stable as in, horses, not stable as in strong, and add some parking spaces to the site, small addition to a barn that is being relocated that already exists on the site, as well as changes to the location of the in suites. Right now, they're all within the manor house, the main building that everyone's familiar with. This current applicant would like to spread them out amongst the property buildings that exist, including adding the stable building to put a few more units in there. Not more, but spread them out. So it's actually a reduction in seats in the restaurant and units in the inn. But again, spread out amongst the property. This is an interesting case because this is a completely non-conforming use in the residential zone. You couldn't go right now anywhere in town and build a hotel or in a residential zone. It's been this way for over 100 years in some form. And the test that the commission has to undertake is called an expansion or intensification. Intensification is an okay change to a non-conforming use. Expansion is a no-no. And some of the regulations that we have in town speak to not expanding outside of the footprint of the existing building with non-conforming uses. And some of the case law in the state supports a lot of those concepts. So the commission essentially approved the project with modifications. Those modifications would include not doing the stable building, the new building, not doing the new addition, and not providing the indoor parking or the garage parking that they're suggesting. So the project is amended, essentially. It's a different scope, not denied, but not approved in full. The last two items was Mr. Pecora and his LLC at 177 Hamilton Ave, 15 Grand Street. The first was a text amendment to consider possible waivers for projects in the LBR2 zone that are on corner lots that don't meet the street side setback. It's a very nuanced regulation, but it is related to the project at number 8 on our agenda, which is at 15 grand, to build a affordable housing project of 10 units. Actually, it's twofold. It was amended before the meeting to be a 10-unit all-residential building at 4 stories or a 6-unit mixed-use commercial first floor, 6 units above building. The commission decided not to vote. There was a lot of discussion about the project and the nuts and bolts of it, and so they left the text amendment and the project at 177 Hamilton Ave, 15 grand, open. They closed it, but they will vote at it at a later meeting. And the last item was Railroad Ave was postponed. And the last item is Jonathan and Karen Schmitz. There's a new tenant who's interested in going in at the property on the corner, 216 East Putnam Ave. Many of you know this as the location where the drawing room was. There's a retail space there, a little brown building next to our Curie's and the paper store, and they're looking to put in a craft business. You know, clients come in, kids, adults come in and do various crafts. They have a location in Darien. Discussion there was mostly about how the drop-off and scheduling is going to work, and there's a little bit of interesting facts there because that parking lot in the front of that building is actually in the state right-of-way, so not on the property of the business, and how they're going to manage parking and the logistics of that going forward is something the applicant's going to need to address when they come in with a full and application.
All right. Well, hopefully the stable is stable also. Okay. What's going on for the next meeting?
So next meeting, we will be talking about 281 Railroad Ave, which was postponed. This one, that is a moderate income development that has been discussed over a number of years. That proposal received some comments from engineering, some of the inter-area departments that the applicant wanted to address before going with the commission's full presentation. So that'll be the main trendsetter on the next agenda. Hopefully, we'll also be voting on the Hamilton Ave project that I just talked about.
Okay. Anything that you mentioned last time about Shake Shack? Anything new with them?
That application is pending. I have talked to the applicant. They are looking to address a lot of neighbor and department concerns that they've heard, obviously related to traffic and logistics of in and out of that parking lot or the possible parking lot. I don't believe it's going to be ready for the next meeting, but that will be something we'll have to talk about this coming week.
All right, fantastic. As always, Pat, thanks very much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Tony. Have a great day.
Yep. That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining me on this Wednesday morning, day after last night's P&Z meeting. WGCH, New Center Time is 7:41.